Last week, the Sea Shepherd ship Steve Irwin held illegal Japanese whalers who would normally kill 8 to 10 whales a day to just 5 all week. Now the Sea Shepherds must withdraw due to low fuel and the threatened arrival of a possible warship. The mission of the Japanese security vessel, meaning warship, Yayomaru number 38, is to try to board the Steve Irwin by force and seize both the ship and all that video footage meant for Animal Planet's next Whale Wars series. Confrontations between the Steve Irwin and the whaling fleet have resulted in numerous close calls and 2 collisions causing minor damage.
Be careful if you don't have a helmet on, eh?
Here we go, y'all.
Hang on.
Okay, here we go. A whaling fleet threw metal balls from deck and deployed both LRAD sound cannon and high-powered water cannons against the Sea Shepherd crew. The LRAD sounds like this. Except so loud, it makes you dizzy and disoriented. No whalers were injured. 3 members of the Steve Irwin's crew were injured, with 1 man requiring 5 stitches above his left eye after being hit by a blast from a water cannon and knocked over. Quote, whalers and their hired PR flunkies can say whatever they want now, but we have over 1,000 hours of video footage documenting every moment of the campaign. Our story will be told on a weekly series on Animal Planet with the show Whale Wars. People can watch and judge for themselves. Camera is the most powerful weapon in the world, and we intend to demonstrate that power. On January 31st, the Japanese government dispatched a security vessel called the Tayomaru No. 38 from Fiji to attempt to intercept the Steve Irwin. This ship is believed to be carrying a special boarding unit and has orders to seize the ship and all, quote, video evidence, according to a source in Fiji. The ship is expected to arrive in the Ross Sea within days. Too late to catch the Steve Irwin if they leave now. Quote, we cannot allow this documentation to be captured by Japan, said Captain Watson. The Steve Irwin will be returning to Australia and is expected to arrive within the next 2 weeks. The ship had only another 4 days of fuel reserves to remain with the fleet before being forced to return anyway. If the Steve Irwin is forced to run at top speed to evade Japan's warship, this will force him to burn considerable extra fuel, thus mandating an early departure if they intend to have enough fuel to reach port after a possible high-speed chase and or a fight. It would not do to get into a fight-or-flight situation with critically low fuel. Still, the Nishan Maru and the rest of the Japanese whaling fleet have lost at least a quarter of their season, maybe a third, to running from the Sea Shepherds and fighting the Sea Shepherds. And when the Nishan Maru gets back to port, we'll probably find that this is the 3rd year in a row that Sea Shepherd has kept them from making their quota of 1,000 whales and put them in the red financially. Well over 1,000 whales owe their lives to Sea Shepherd's annual interventions against the whalers.
Glide and dive, oh, so gracefully, the keepers of the ocean. Don't let killers win, we must take a stand for the giants of